We're justified by His blood. Romans 5:9. Much more then, being now justified by His blood, we shall be saved from the wrath through Him. So it's clear, we're forgiven by His blood, and we are justified by His blood. That process is the same. It was all done. Right? Okay, now I want you to see that we're also justified by the faith of Christ. What Christ did. That is very similar when we talk about forgiveness also. Galatians 2:16. I hope y'all are writing these down or turning to them, because these are really good verses. Man, the more I got into it, the more I am grateful for this even being a conversation, because it's caused me to study more. It really has. But we are justified by the faith of Christ. By the way, until He did what He did, there's nothing in your part. Okay? When it comes to being justified. Galatians 2:16. Knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ. That's what Christ did. Even we have believed in Jesus Christ, that we might be justified by the faith of Christ. Knowing that is what He did while we're justified. And not by works of the law, for by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified. Paul's point here in the Galatians is, in this letter, there were many Judaizers that were coming in, that they had grasped this message, okay, of the gospel of grace. That they were forgiven, that they were redeemed by the blood, and that because they believed that they were justified, and these Judaizers were coming in, and they were putting the law on. So we keep doing this. And Paul says, you're not justified that way. You're justified by the faith of Christ. By what He did. There's nothing you can add to it. So it's similar there. Well, let's also look at justified by grace in Romans chapter 3. Romans chapter 3. In Romans 3, verse 24, it's clear, again, it's by what Christ did. Being justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. So it's clear that we're justified by His grace. And by the way, it cost us nothing. It cost Him everything. It was in Christ Jesus. Go to Titus chapter 3. Titus chapter 3. This will be the last verse that we look at that shows the similarities, how it was all done at one time, and that Christ did it all, or we would have nothing. Okay, this will be the last verse we look at it, that they are similar, being that they were at the same time. In Titus chapter 3, verse 7, says that being justified by His grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. Now these scriptures that I've given, justified by His blood, justified by the faith of Christ and what He did, and justified by His grace, again what He did, they're very similar. But now I'm about to give you some other verses that I believe speak clear that although all are forgiven, all are not justified. And that's what I hope you see in these other scriptures. First of all, I want you to look at justified by the resurrection. Romans 4:24. We're going to look at Romans 4:24 and 25. There's not one time I've seen when it deals in Paul's letters on forgiveness that it gives a condition. It's done. There's nowhere I see in Paul's letters that there are conditions on us being forgiven. But you're going to see in justification, there are conditions that complete the justification process. In Romans 4:24, the Word of God says, "But for us also, to whom it shall be imputed," what's that word say? If we believe on Him that raised up Jesus, our Lord, from the dead. Now, if we do not believe on Him that raised up Jesus from the dead, are our sins still forgiven? Absolutely. If we do not believe on Him who was raised from the dead, cupcakes are there. If we don't eat them, is there a justification? It says, if we believe on Him that raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead, who was delivered for our offenses. Now get this. Who was delivered for our offenses. When Christ was delivered, what happened? He died on the cross, right? Where'd our sins go? To the grave. Our offenses. The things that we did. He was delivered. There's the forgiveness for our offenses. For all our sins. Right? But what does the next part say? And was raised. There's a difference. You're dead. There's forgiveness. But what happened? He was raised for what? There's the gift for our justification. Today, many think that the forgiveness is the gift. The forgiveness was taken care of, and it was a gift. But let me tell you what the real gift is. It's the fact that when He gives you that gift and you receive it, if you believe, you receive the gift. And you take it. Does that make sense? There's a justification. A gift is of no value until it's received. Would you agree? There's no value in... You give me a gift, Paul, and I'd appreciate it if you would. And I'd receive. But if Paul gave me a gift... Yeah, some of y'all go ahead and thank you now because, Lord, every time I see it, I forget. Some of y'all for my birthday gave me a gift card. And I thank you now because I'm the world's worst at remembering things. But in saying that, if I never use it, it's of no value whatsoever, is it? None at all. A justification is offered to all, right? But it's given to those who believe. Justified by our faith. When the faith of Christ is mentioned, now notice we talked about the faith of Christ, right? And when the faith of Christ is mentioned, it's specified by what? By saying the faith of Christ. But there is a faith that is ours. Go with me to Romans 3:28. And a lot of people confuse these scriptures here as I have done and overused the word faith of Christ and put it in things that are not there. Romans 3:28. There's a conclusion. Therefore, we conclude that a man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law. Now, is that a man is justified by the faith of Christ? That's true. But the Scripture doesn't say that here. It's by your faith. It's by you. It's by you meeting the condition that the fact that you have trusted that Christ did it all on the cross. And you count on that for your salvation. When you count on that, that's justification. Forgiveness ain't this, you're already forgiven. It's the justification that saves you. It's the Holy Spirit that saves you. It's done. Look at Romans 5, verse 1. Romans 5, 1 says, therefore, and if you go back to chapter 4, you'll see what the there is for. It's even more clear. It says, therefore, being justified by faith. Now, we are justified by the faith of Christ. But this does not say by the faith of Christ. This deals with your faith. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, Galatians chapter 3, verse 24. Galatians 3:24. The Word of God says, wherefore the law, again, Galatians, we were talking about the law a while ago, and that's what Paul was dealing with, but the Scripture really fits. Wherefore the law was our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ. What did the law do? He showed people they were what? Sinners, right? And it was a schoolmaster to bring them unto Christ that we might be justified by what? Faith. Faith of Christ? No, you don't know. Christ did that. So that's a faith that is yours. When me trusting in what Christ did at the cross, okay, the faith, I count on that. That is my hope. Not I hope so, but I know what He did. And I put my faith in that. Now, it took the faith of Christ for me to understand. The Holy Spirit showed me that. He quickened me. I trusted in it. Only those who are saved are justified. Now, we're going to look at a verse that shows predestination. And predestination is never used in regard to lost people in the Scripture. When you see the word predestination, it deals with those who have been saved. Then those who are saved are predestined, right? Go with me to Romans chapter 8, verse 30. Those who are saved are justified. Those saved or not saved are forgiven. All sins are forgiven. Romans 8, 30. Sorry. Romans 8, 30 says, moreover, whom He did predestinate, okay, them He also called. And whom He called, them He also justified. And whom He justified, them He also glorified. Can you go to hell and be glorified? Absolutely not. You can't be glorified in hell. Can you go to hell and have all your sins forgiven? Absolutely, you can. All are forgiven. Those that believe are justified. Acts 13, 38. Look at 38 and 39. In Acts 13, we know Paul is preaching here. And it's very clear what he says, I believe. Verse 38 says, be it known unto you, therefore, men and brethren, that through this man is preached unto you the forgiveness of sins. It was done, right? And he was preaching through Christ the forgiveness of sins, right? Well, look at verse 39. Wherefore, the law was our... I'm sorry. I went up some. 39. Let's go 38 and 39. Be it known unto you, therefore, men and brethren, that through this man is preached unto you the forgiveness of sins, and by him all that believe are forgiven. No. You're forgiven. All that believe are what? They're justified. All that believe are justified from all things from which ye could not be justified by the law of Moses. Go to Romans 3:26, please. Romans 3:26. To declare, I say, at this time, His righteousness, that He might be just, and the justifier of him which believe in Jesus. You won't see scriptures that talk about you believing in forgiveness. You're forgiven. You will see scriptures that talk about you believing for justification. Paul says in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 1 through 4, turn there real quick. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel, the good news, that Christ has forgiven you. He has done the justification. Everything He needs to do has been done. That's the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if ye keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless ye have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins, according to the Scriptures. If you believe that in vain, then you're not saved, and you're not justified. But He still forgave you. Right? He still forgave you. I just think there, when it comes to forgiveness and justification, Christ did it all. And I believe that He has justified you, but for the justification process to be complete, you have to believe that He justified you, that He died for your sins, that He was dead and buried and rose again, that He took your offenses, okay, your forgiveness, and that through His resurrection, you are justified to those who believe. You can't say when it says to those who believe and say that you don't have to believe, but you do. And I thought in closing, Romans 4 was very interesting to me. And the fact that I went back to Old Testament to David's sins. Okay? But David's sins, have you ever heard, you ever seen the scripture where Paul talks about the sure mercies of David? You know why? David's sin was not imputed unto him. He was forgiven. Right? And what I notice in Romans chapter 4, and we're going to start in verse 1 and go through verse 9 in closing. But I want you to see this and why I believe there is a difference in forgiveness and justification. In Romans 4:1 it says, "What shall we say then that Abraham our father, as pertaining to the flesh, hath found? For if Abraham were justified by works, he hath whereof to glory, but not before God. For what saith the Scripture? Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. Now to him that worketh is reward not reckoned of grace, but of debt. But him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness." Abraham walked out, and he believed. And it was counted for his righteousness. Right? Now, this is where it got me more than anything is, I never thought about this, but I think it's even more clear. Even you can go to things that Paul spoke of in the Old Testament Scriptures. Verse 6 says, "Even as David also describeth the blessedness of man unto whom God imputeth righteousness without works." That happened to David. Now you won't see that for Israel, will you? But God did it for David. Right? And so he's remembering how David described that in Psalms. And this is what Paul said he says. Verse 7, "Saying, blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven and whose sins are covered." Christ took care of that. Verse 8, "Blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not impute sin." Verse 9, "Cometh this blessedness then upon the circumcision only, or upon the uncircumcision also? For we say that faith was reckoned to Abraham for righteousness." Their justification came by what they believed. Okay? They were forgiven. David was forgiven. He had sure mercies, is what Paul speaks of. Forgiveness and justification, and where they're similar, Christ took care of all of it at the cross. We were all forgiven. And this, I believe, sometimes where confusion some comes in, because I believe we were also all justified. We were forgiven and we were justified. Forgiveness is not the issue, though. The issue, though, is our justification process is not complete unless we believe. And the Scriptures say, unless we believe. There are conditions on justification. Therefore, although they are very same in the matter that Christ took care of everything, He did it first. Forgiveness is not the issue, though. To be justified, you have to believe in what Christ did. A person can be forgiven for all his sins and go straight to hell You know why? Because he's not justified believing what Christ did. And because he's not justified, he's not glorified.